Hi, I'm Sarah Perks. I'm chair of something called the Asia Triennial Manchester, which is now in its fourth edition and returns in October 2018. So it's going to be for 2 weeks and starts on Friday, the 5th of October. I'm here at home and I'm with an amazing artist called Qasim Riza Shaheen. I've worked with Qasim before at Corner House, some of you may remember, on a very exciting and emotional exhibition we did there. And I'm super delighted to be reunited with Qasim to conceive a performance that opens this year's Asia Triennial. So, Qasim, please, can you introduce this performance? Just start with the basics. How did you start to conceive this in your head?
Sure. First of all, I'm really delighted to be a part of ATM 18. So thank you so much for this invitation. The work is entitled The Day After, The Day Before I Sinned. And really what I was trying to do was draw attention to this fundamental question of what is a bride. And what's implicit within the title is this act of consummation and the anticipation and the promise of some sort of gratification. And within the context of the bride, I was also very interested in the construction of the bride, both in terms of processes of beautification, but also of the costuming of beautification as well.
And how do you start to create a mise-en-scene, or basically the set and the costumes and all the things that you see in the performance? Do you start with literally like mood boards or cuttings or fabric? How do you start to do that? Because I know they're really important to your performances and they always look spectacular.
I don't really have a formula as such, but what I do know is that I don't have thematics, I have obsessions. These are lifelong obsessions. And I think the bride has visited my practice quite a bit and had several incarnations. But I think what I was trying to do with this work was to somehow subvert that even further and queer the bride and really kind of make us question, what is it that we are looking at? What is this, you know, this exotic gift waiting to be unwrapped and unraveled, especially coming from several generations removed from a South Asian context? What are the symbols that we keep and what are the symbols that we discard? And how do we, you know, find a resolve between tradition and modernity in terms of how we represent this notion of a bride? So a lot of these sort of things were going through my head. But again, for my background in fashion, I just still feel really drawn to the visual. You know, what do we actually see? So in this show, we see 5 to 7 performers, 5 bride-like figures inhabiting the gallery space, playing with this idea of, you know, types of brides. So you have the twin brides, the twice-born identical brides, and you have the forlorn brides. And then you have this very sort of wise-looking figure of a bride who's been through it all and falling apart, but still kind of holding the figure of the bride.
Is any of this autobiographical?
Oh, completely, completely. I think so in some odd way. I think so. But I do derive a lot of inspiration from sort of images of courtesans and of brides. And I think there's a really interesting parallel narrative between how we prepare ourselves for marriage and union and submission. And this really, this play between power within that, I think that kind of really comes through in the styling of the work. And also, I'm really interested in how do we look at ourselves again through a British lens? Like, how do I understand my own heritage 3-4 generations removed, as I said? And then how does tradition appear to me now?
I think what is a kind of unique quality and a really strong aspect to your work is the fact that it really is very emotional, but it really leaves an audience thinking about themselves. There's a really clever way that you see all this work, but it really gets so deep inside the audience that they begin to reflect on their own experiences and emotions. And it's something that I've not encountered with lots of artists' work. So how do you want the audience to feel when they leave the performance?
I think the audience in this work becomes the groom, because there is this very distinct absence of the groom. There are 5 brides and there's everything, but there's no groom. There's just this imagination, this longing anticipation of the other half. And what essentially I wanted was that each audience member who is engaging with the performers essentially becomes the groom. And how do we mark and how do we surround ourselves within what is essentially a very private ceremony in a public space?
The theme of the Asia Triennial this year is who do you think you are? So cast them. Who do you think you are? Or rather, tell us a bit about how you see your artistic practice. What are the main kind of traits to your work?
I have been making work for the best part of or more than two decades now. So I think my trajectory has got themes. And like I said, this ghosts and shards of the past that come back. And, you know, I never fail to interrogate my own rhetoric and my own ways of working. As you know, my work also is very much to do with autoethnography and stepping into other people's lives and becoming, you know, a part of a source community, for example, and over an extended period of time, allowing myself to in some way inhabit traits or stories or reasons, intentions for being there. It's never really about the physical work for me. It's always about the process of going through something, and then whatever happens is a byproduct of that experience, rather than start from, okay, this is, I plan to make six video installations or so these many photographs. I've never ever thought about that, and in that way I do question, you know, am I an artist or am I just somebody who's experienced things and just sharing things? And I guess what I have always been very aware of is the ethics and the equity within making work, especially when you're working with source communities or particular cultures. Or, you know, one has to be very careful around ownership.
And for audiences who are unfamiliar with your work, could you give us an example of a previous project that you did?
Sure. Of course, there's the most recent one that I did with Cornerhouse and yourself, and you curated, which was Autoportraits in Lovelike Conditions. That was in 2014. And that was looking at forging imaginary relationships with people I met in my childhood and reimagined meeting them again. There's another piece of a body of work, rather, that I did in Dublin entitled God Made Me a Boy, where I was working with beauty pageant contestants who were transgender, and I was interested in their memories of being a boy and their process of transitioning. Prior to that, there was a body of work called Stains and Stencils, actually, which Alnoor had curated as part of Shisha. And that was about living in the red light district in Lahore for 2 years, the best part of 2 years, and working and living closely with a group of sex workers who then created imagery on my body and told their stories through me.
And also happening at the Asia Triennial is a book launch of Qasim's. It's a book called The Last Known Pose. So Qasim, tell us a bit about the journey of this publication.
Wow, it has been a labor of love. I mean, all credit goes to Marianne Hushlack and Monica Pearl, who are the editors of the book. They really, really believed in this book, and they have come up with a beautiful concept of a dinner party and invited people to come and, you know, literally sit together and talk about my practice over the past 20 years. And I would say it's been curated more than edited, because a lot of thought has gone into who sits next to who and who says what and the kind of mix of voices within that. So yeah, and it's been published by Cornerhouse, so that's great.
Thank you, Qasim. And I can say that the book is really amazing, and I'm also delighted to be a contributor to the publication. And we will be launching the book on Saturday, the 6th of October, in the old Cornerhouse space, very fitting, which is 70 Oxford Road, and that's at 4 p.m. And the performance, you must everyone come to this. It's free, and it's Friday, the 5th of October, in the Home Gallery, and the whole evening will start at 6 p.m. So please join us for this year's Asia Triennial Manchester. Thank you, Qasim.